This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. September USDA Crop Production and Supply Demand Reports. I spent some time trying to find something friendly in the September USDA reports, and I'm still looking. USDA blew out the top side of the trade estimates with 181.3 bushel per acre corn yield. That added 241 million bushel to production. I sure hope that what the USDA says in this report is actually out there, as they boosted their corn yield for Iowa to 206 bushel per acre, up 4, and for Illinois to 214 bushel per acre, up 7, both being all-time records. They boosted the Ohio corn yield 8 bushel per acre to 188, Indiana up 6 to 192. They did leave the Minnesota corn yield unchanged at 191, and dropped North Dakota 6 bushel per acre to 146. USDA reduced the corn carry-in by 25 million bushel, added 50 to feed usage, another 25 to ethanol, and boosted corn exports by 50 million bushel. That left just 100 million bushels to add to the carryover, now estimated at 1.774 billion bushel. That is not horrible, but was not the direction that corn traders were leaning. Corn yields from the early harvest were so extremely variable that it was impossible for farmers to tell what they have yet. As the harvest advances, the data will harden. We will then determine if the USDA is on target with this very impressive corn yield. The corn market was going to take their word for it, testing the July 40-week cycle low today. If it goes out, then 335 is the downside objective. There's not enough unharvested corn grown in the path of Hurricane Florence to make a difference in the overall market. USDA was equally optimistic over the soybean yield, boosting its yield forecast to 52.8 bushel per acre, adding 107 million bushel to production. That was not unexpected. They have four states with an average soybean yield above 60 bushel per acre, Illinois 66, Nebraska 62, and Iowa and Indiana at 60 bushel per acre. We had one client with an early field harvested where the monitored yield ranged from 5 bushel per acre to 90 bushel per acre. That's extreme yield variance. USDA reduced the soybean carry-in by 35 million bushel and added 10 million to the crush, leaving exports unchanged, which resulted in a 60 million bushel increase to the carryover to 845 million bushel. USDA increased 2018-19 world soybean ending stocks from 105.9 last month to 108.28 million metric tons. That is a lot of soybeans if China is reducing its consumption. The soybean market dipped before the USDA report release, but then recovered on a Wall Street Journal breaking news story that Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was going to have a talk with his Chinese counterpart soon. No details released, not even where they would be held. The purpose of the proposed meeting between Steve Mnuchin and his Chinese counterpart would be to check China out for any potential change in attitude before they issue the next batch of tariffs. First off, Mnuchin is the trade dove that tried to get China to agree to a mega purchase of U.S. goods to reduce the trade deficit. He got chewed up and spit out by the trade hawks in the administration, Navarro and Lighthizer, who have Trump's ear. The first assumption is that Mnuchin was allowed to do this and is not talking out of turn. This suggests that Trump is not so sure of his trade strategy after all. China may not be folding as quickly as he expected, and his tariffs are doing great damage to us here in the United States, with the Fed taking notice as some companies are stressed by them. The soybean market is caught between a possible ray of hope that a deal with China may be in the works and an overwhelming 845 million bushel carryover that could still grow worse. China had been asking the Trump negotiators what the U.S. wanted and were not being given straight answers to specific demands. China may well decide to wait until after the midterm election or for Mueller's report and see if they actually have to settle with this president. Trump may well be just trying to take domestic heat off himself this entity to talk with China for the election too. There will be Trump stunts before the election. I think that we can be sure of that. We have 768 as a downside target for November soybeans. One more wrong move for trade talks and you'd be there. Trump himself needs to confirm that the talks are real. The wheat market got no help from reports Wednesday either. We have droughts in Europe, the Black Seas region, and Australia, and USDA increased world-ending stocks. There is no shortage of wheat in the U.S. as the world's residual supplier. They'll have to buy virtually everybody else's wheat before they buy ours. USDA left U.S. wheat ending stocks unchanged from last month at 935 million bushel. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.